Today I will be showing you how to make this yellow angry bird. You can make it either a charm or a topper. For the charm itself, you'll need about 60 single rubber bands. But if you want the topper also for your pencil, you'll need 25 more single rubber bands. Depending on how long you want it, you may need more or less. So let's get started. First, we'll make the charm. Taking a single black, we're going to cross it and double it. And coming from the first to the second peg down the center, single, twist, double. Coming from the second to the third, come down a total of 3 times, single, twist, double, 3. And now we'll make the extension, single, twist, double. We're coming from the fourth peg center to the right side third, single, twist, double. And we're coming up on the right side, the third to the second. Let's go ahead and do it on the left side, single, twist, double. From the center fourth to the left side third. And now we are going to take a single rubber band and we're going to cap the side pegs off by looping it 4 times. So I'm looping, capping the second right peg and the third left peg 4 times. Let's do our angry bird's head. Taking 2 single yellow rubber bands, we're coming from the 4th to the 5th peg on the center. Taking a single yellow rubber band, we're coming from the 4th center all the way to the side 5th. And repeat on the other side, single rubber band. We're stretching it from the center 4th to the other side 5th, like that. And we'll take 2 single rubber bands, 2 yellows, and we'll come down the sides 3 times with 2 single rubber bands. And repeat on the other side with 2 single rubber bands. We'll come down 3 times. And now we'll come down the center 3 times also with 2 single rubber bands. So those are all yellows. And now we'll take 2 single whites to close up the bottom of his body, taking it from the side to the center peg, and repeat on the other side, coming in diagonally. So that closes up the body. And let's make the eyes. I'm using black and white, so taking a single rubber band, I'm looping it, my black, 3 times to create 4 loops. I'm taking a single white, I'm looping it twice on one side and twice on the other. There's one of my eye. Repeat for my other eye, taking a single and looping it 3 times to create 4 loops. Take another single white, looping it twice on one side and twice on the other, like that. Now taking a single rubber band, this is will go on the body, so I'm taking my yellow and I'm getting all my eye parts right onto that single yellow rubber band. Scooch it up and repeat for the other eye. Just pinch it, and if you can't do the eye, I did it on the loom with my baby panda video, so you can do it on the loom there. So there's our eye, and I'm putting it across these 2 pegs here. So that's the 2, 4, 6, the 7th peg to the 7th peg on the body, or the 3rd peg from the top bottom of his body. And let's make the beak. I'll make it on the loom with you. Taking 2 single rubber bands, going to stretch it double. We're coming from the first to the second peg, taking another single, twist, double. I'm making my beak orange from the second to the third peg, and then I'm capping the end by looping it 4 times. And you can do this on the hook if you want. So now go under the cap band, grab the bottom 2 bands, and loop up and onto itself and continue to this one. So that's what you should have. Now taking two single rubber bands, we are going to put a hook through and grab it like that. That's what it should look like. We're getting your beak onto those two single rubber bands and take the beak off the loom onto those two single rubber bands, and that's what you should have. And we'll add it to the second peg, to the second peg from the bottom of the body. Like that. So there's our beak, our eyes. Now let's take a single rubber band and we are going to loop it twice. For a holding rubber band, that's for the fourth peg from the bottom, just looping it across. And that's a single rubber band, looping it twice for a holding rubber band. Now we're going to add a little bit of extension on our cheek to make it a little fatter. We're taking a single rubber band anywhere on your loom, and we'll do that twice. He has two cheeks. So from the first peg to the second peg, like that, taking two single rubber bands from the second to the third for both cheeks, like so. Now we're taking two single rubber bands and we're going to cap the end peg once. With two single rubber band, take it and loop it once on the end peg. Now go under those cap bands, grab the bottom two bands and loop up and onto itself and continue up like that and repeat on the other side. Go under, grab the bottom two bands, loop up and onto itself. And that's what you have, your extensions. Now with a hook, we're attaching the first and the third to the first and the third on the cheek on both sides. So taking one side with a hook and the other side with a hand like that. We're attaching the first to the first and the third to the third peg. And we are not attaching anything on the second peg in the center. Repeat on the other side, same thing. Take one side on your hook, the other side on your hand. Attaching the first to the first peg. Make sure you get all the rubber bands on there. And the third to the third peg. Like that. And again, we're not attaching anything to that center peg. Let's add the eyebrows, taking two single rubber bands. And we're going to loop it from the fourth peg to the fourth peg. That's two single red rubber bands. And now we are going to pull them both right underneath the third peg, both sides of the red rubber bands. So that's what our eyebrow should look like, looping it from the fourth peg to the fourth peg from the bottom, and then looping both of them under the third peg. And if you just want to make the head charm, you can go ahead and take a single and loop that off with a single four times to create the cap band right in the center. But here I am making the pencil topper. So I'm taking a single, I'm making it a little bit different, twist, double it. Anywhere on your loom, put it from the first, twist over to the second peg. Let's repeat, single, twist, double. And we're connecting it on four pegs. Like that, we're making X's in between. Single, twist, double. And we're only doing this for the first set of rubber bands, making X's on our loom. Single, twist, double. Put it on one peg to the other one. Make sure you cover four pegs and creating X's in between them. Like that. And now take your next color. Mine will be white, and you're just going to loop it from one peg to the other on your loom without crossing it. So that's what you should have. Now we're going to go under, grab all the yellow rubber bands, or the first four on each peg and looping it up onto and over each peg like that. Go under, grab the bottom yellow rubber bands and loop the thing up and over the peg onto the center of the four pegs, right, like that. Now take your next color, mine's yellow, and once again I'm putting it four single rubber bands on those four pegs. Reach in, grabbing the bottom two, loop up and onto itself, and I'm going to do this six times with four single rubber bands. Here's my last set, again taking a single rubber band, whatever color you want, and just covering all four pegs, looping the bottom two over each peg. When you're done, take the two bands off a peg, put it across like that. So I took it off of this one, take it across, and then repeat on the other two, just looping everything onto a single peg. So all my rubber bands now on this first peg here. Now I'm taking a single color, whichever one you want, twist, double it. I'm putting my hook through, grabbing the single we just doubled, like a slip knot, but we're just going to get it on a hook like that, and taking it right off the loom. There's our gripper for our topper for our pencil, and we are going to attach it on the center peg on our Angry Bird's face. So if you don't want to make the topper, you already have a single, capping it off four times on the center peg. And now let's loop up. Go under the cap band, or the one we placed, the topper, gripper, grab the top two bands and loop it to the side. Go back in, grab the next two, looping it to the side, and let's finish up the side to the top of the forehead. Go under the side peg, grab the bottom two bands, loop up and onto itself, just continue up that side, always reaching in, grabbing the bottom two bands. And right here where the eyebrow is, there should be only one single band at the very bottom, and loop up and onto itself. Go on the other side, grabbing the bottom two bands, and loop up and onto itself. Let's loop up the center, reach in, grabbing the bottom two bands. That's the bottom most center peg. And it should go right over the beak and continue up. Make sure your eyes are split. And pull back the eyebrows, grab the bottom two bands, loop up, and the last two yellow rubber bands onto the center fourth peg. And now we want to loop the side hair for Angry Bird. Go in, grab the bottom two bands, and loop up to the center fourth peg. Did my left one, now my right one, same thing. Go under the cap band, grab the bottom two bands, and we're looping down onto the third peg. Reach in the third peg, grab the bottom two bands, and loop up to the center fourth. It's where you should be at, and now we're going in the center fourth, grabbing the bottom two bands, and we're going to loop up. If it's tight, release any tension, and looping up to the center third peg, and just go up our Angry Bird's hair all the way to the very first center peg. Take our slipknot rubber band and create your slipknot. Let's take our Angry Bird off the loom. There's our Angry Bird. And you want to fix the eyes, you can make the black look up and the white's underneath. So he looks angry. Pull out the eyebrows to make him look cross. And you can fix the beak so your extra rubber band doesn't stick out. I'm not going to. And take your pencil, stretch out the cheek. And put it, find the opening at the bottom and push your eraser part of the pencil in, and you can also push it out if you have an eraser to use, or pull it back in and you can tuck in the charm string. So there's your Angry Bird pencil topper or charm. I hope you like it. Thanks for watching.